I'm Mick Harding. My people are the Toongwarang people, part of the Kulin people. We're sort of north of the divide. Yeah, so that's me.
It's beautiful country out there. You're working hard here. I've seen some of your work and your wood burning. Would you be able to tell us what you're actually doing here now today?
Yeah, all right. Well, I'm just sitting here and burning some of my design work, Victorian design work, which is symbols, zigzag symbols, chevron symbols, diamond symbols, half circle symbols. They're the ones we use down here. And it's just on a piece of timber I've created a shield shape out of, and it's just to sell to the tourists, really. So it's in the shape of a shield, but it's something that's got a flat back so people can put it on their walls or on their mantelpiece or something like that. So
spirits?
Always.
No. Right. So can you talk to us about the craft of wood burning?
It's based on the work I've seen, of the symbols that I've seen on the different shields and different boomerangs of my mob that are either here in the Trust or the Koori Heritage Trust or at Bunjalaka. And in the past, our old people used either a stone tool to carve with. They also used shell. And they also used a tool that was the bottom part of a possum jaw, and they used the front incisor to then scallop or chisel out the design work. If you look at the real old stuff that that was made back in the day, that you'll see all the really nice fine notching, and that's from them using the tooth, the front of the tooth, because the front of the tooth is really sharp, almost like a chisel edge. So, I mean, what I'm really doing essentially is a modern version of it, really. I'm cutting with this burning machine with one, and then I'm shading with another one. So one of the nibs looks a bit like a knife, and the other one looks like bit like the back of a spoon. And so you get a really nice sharp line with one, and then you get a nice shader with the other one. So you combine the both together.
So who taught you how to do this?
Well, probably the first person that ever introduced me to this was an old fella by the name of Uncle Albert Mullet and his two brother-in-laws, Uncle Alec Monter and Uncle Peter Monter, out at Cairn River. I was doing an Associate Diploma of Aboriginal Studies down in Gippsland, a Gippsland Institute of Advanced Education, back in the late 80s. And, so that was where it started for me, and that's where I got the interest. I've always been a keen woodworker all my life, always loved working with wood. So this just, added an extra string to my bow.
So what about making the boomerangs and shields? Was that all part of that learning with the wood burning?
Yeah, well, and then there was another fella. Look, when I go to making real shields and stuff like that, Uncle Albert was pretty influential there. He showed me how to, what size the timber I need to cut out of the bush, how I need to split the wood and, you know, when I need to split it, and then how I can use it from there, you know, with axes and stuff like that. I teach other people that sort of stuff today too, and the boomerangs, you know, I think that started probably back at about that same time, and there was a fella by the name of Russell Mullet. I worked with him in at the Central Gippsland Aboriginal Health and Housing Co-op back in Moore back in the day, and he gave me a blank, so a rough sawn piece of timber that was in the shape of a boomerang, and so I took that away and started playing around with it and sanding it down and refining it down, I had a rough idea, but I just sort of got some, you know, finer pointers from him, and that's where it started. And now I go out in the bush and get my own boomerang arms from either roots of the trees or limbs out of the tree. So take them into a shed and cut them down and sand them and So, yeah, all the stuff is made by me. So
is this mainly men's business as far as crafting and artefacts?
Oh, look, you know, I think that there are probably elements of what I do are, you know, pretty strictly men's business, but I don't know. I was just saying just before, talking to someone before, I don't know that the things that we did in the past, our old people did in the past prior to colonisation, I don't think that there was this as strict a men's business, women's business as it's probably seen in a modern society. You know, if you think about the guiding principle behind the things we did in the past and we still honour today is sharing with one another, you know, looking after one another. And you think of back then, we didn't have any cars and we didn't have any of this sort of modern technology, so you rely upon each other. So if a woman has to use a sharp edge for something, then she's probably going to use a stone tool or something like-minded. So, yeah, look, they're men's implements, but, you know, they're generally these kinds of things were multi-purpose instruments, you know, so you, whilst you might carry a couple of things in your hand while you're mobile, you probably were going to use them for, you might be using a boomerang to kill with and then to fight with. And then you might make some for a real specific men's business. And then when that's finished with, that's it. It's done with. You know, it's either put back in the bush or, you know, it's burnt and destroyed, you know, because it served its purpose. So, yeah.
You're listening to SBS Radio Living Black. I'm Kirsten Lindsay and I'm speaking with Mick Harding, who is running the wood burning workshop as part of the Koori Heritage Trust NAIDOC Week celebrations on the Wirrung Nation. Was this something that you always aspired to do? Like once you started learning, you thought this is your thing, this is what you're going to do for your life?
Well, look, I was a really keen woodworker, and another point in time I was heading off down to Wilson's Prom one time and heading down the back roads through the back of Gippsland to get down to the prom to do some cultural work with Russell Mullet. We'd had a big storm and a big blackwood tree had fallen across the road. And my wife had come with me at the time, and I said to her, when we come back past this road on the way home, that tree's still down. I'm coming back with your brother and we're going to cut that up and we'll take it home. I've still got the coffee table and I've still got a telephone table that I made from that very piece at home. And so this is just another form of expression. I don't just do this sort of stuff. I draw, I print, I do printmaking, I make jewellery, I sculpt. So I'll have a go at everything where I can express myself. I've just recently written a song in language and performed with both my boys. And we've recorded that. I've used it for an exhibition piece and also my final piece for my master's in fine art. So, as you can see, it's just not this. You know, it's just this. It's anything I can get my hands on or anything I can have a go at, I'm going to have a go at it. So, yeah.
So, because when we talk about the weaving and we're doing other sort of crafting, it's a really good thing for your well-being and yeah, meditative sort of, yeah, practice. Is that what you find? Is that why you're so chilled out?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, if I look like I'm enjoying myself, I can assure you I am. Yeah, and for instance, you know, I want to start doing some welding and some blacksmithing and winding that into what I do already, you know. So there's always a new place to explore, to express ourselves. And you look, our people have, let's not call it 40,000 years, let's call it, you know, in excess of 2,000 generations, you know, that our people have been doing this sort of stuff for that long, you know, and passing it on to one another for thousands of years. And, you know, it's not just about doing one thing, it's about doing all these multiple things where you're using all the different kinds of your, all the parts of your senses to actually learn things, but retain them and share them with one another. So that's why I believe we're so good at it, because we've been doing it for so long, you know, so expressing yourselves in all kinds of ways, yeah.